prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64, the number one emulation podcast. What is it when you burn yourself to death in protest?
Self-immolation.
Self-immolation podcast.
I mean, the one you said before was more games related.
That is emulation.
I thought we were going full illegal gaming, full pirate gaming on here for a
Super
moment.
Super Pirate Cast 64. Talk about pirating games. Talk about One Piece.
The One Piece games.
The One Piece games. I'm sure there's a ton of them.
Assassin's Creed 4.
Black Flag.
Uh-huh.
You call it something different, though.
I really do.
You do.
But I can say it.
I guess you can. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a Pirates of the Caribbean game.
Oh, there has to be.
Connor, you're a pirate game guy,
Connor,
right?
What about your favorite Sea pirate? Of Thieves?
Oh, and you know, you guys missed
and
a little
that new
story.
Game that's coming out, Salt something?
Saltburn? Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, Saltburn. Skull and Bones.
That's what it
is. Yeah. But you guys missed a little detail of last week's Xbox news stories.
What?
That we had Pentiment and Grounded coming to Switch.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Hi-Fi Rush coming to PS5 and Sea of Thieves coming to PS5.
Really? I didn't know about Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, so that's all coming to PS5. I think it's just PS5.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah. That was
pirate sound.
Pirate sound.
It's a ship.
Connor, what's your favorite pirate?
Captain Hook.
I thought that there was another word or two at the end of the question. It just sounded weird. It just ended so abruptly.
What's your favorite pirate?
Yeah,
not who's your favorite pirate? Perhaps Edward Newgate from One Piece, Whitebeard.
Uh-huh.
Edward Newgate?
Not Captain Jack Sparrow?
No.
I don't like lawbreakers, and frankly, rapists.
Well, pirates
pillagers.
Don't steal, according to Disney.
Was that like an official thing
there
they
was like,
did?
There's some image, and it looks like a little kids show thing you would see, and it's pirates don't steal. It's like pirates about being friendship, not stealing. It's like, I think they've...
Well, then what do pirates do?
I don't know.
How do they make money?
Seven seas?
Wonderland pirates?
They do a good job and good deeds.
I'm glad at least in Pirates of the Caribbean they kept them a little edgy.
A little edgy, yeah.
They're dead.
Mm. Would you say Nathan Drake is a pirate?
Bringing it back to games.
I
know, but they look for pirates in the
They do look for pirate gold. They look for pirate gold. What about One-Eyed Willie?
Is he a Nathan Drake guy?
No, he's from the Goonies.
Oh. Okay, moving away from games.
Well,
now.
There's a lot of similarities between the Goonies
Unless
and Uncharted 4.
You're talking about the Goonies Super NES game.
The Goonies 2? Yeah. We're talking about the Goonies 2. We're talking about Uncharted, Nathan Drake. We're talking games, guys. And that's what this podcast is about.
Today we had a big games day in the games news out there.
I guess.
It's somewhat.
Was it?
It was Pokemon Day.
Yeah, it wasn't that big.
Yeah, they halved the length of their normal presentation. It's usually like 25 to 30 minutes. Today, the Pokemon Presents was 13
I don't think it was that big
minutes.
Of a deal. I don't think anyone really cared about it.
I don't think we even did. They did not have a lot to announce.
Well, we're going to go over it. That's one of the news stories because it's a slow news week. So
it was a slow news week.
It was, Connor. And we are going to do the news, right, Connor?
We are indeed, Trey. If you will allow me.
I have a song.
I would allow you to do whatever you want to do right now, Connor.
Okay. Well, I want Austin to do the news song.
That's what I want too.
Just sit right back and you'll hear some news, some Gamescast news with us, with Connor, Trey, and Austin. We've got some Gamescast news. There's Xbox and there's PlayStation and Switch and Atari too. With all the gang over here, it's time for Gamescast news.
Okay.
How's that?
I'm going to be really dumb. What's that from?
I'll wait till you figure it out. We'll just it'll hit you at some point.
Sony's so laying off 900 workers.
Is it the Little Land of Oz?
No.
What is it from? Jesus.
Connor.
It's Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
PlayStation's laying off 900 people and closing their London studio.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
Games are done.
Woke. It's good.
Austin, I want you to guess what percentage of the company, Sony Interactive Entertainment, is 900 workers.
8. I saw it earlier.
Oh, yeah. It is 8% of their workforce.
That's a lot of people.
Is this a lot of their VR?
I don't know. Do you think Naughty Dog, Insomniac Games, and Guerrilla Games are their VR?
Is that who they...
No, but I was listening to Kind of Funny Games Daily. I don't know if you did. I told you to... I'm sure I said I recommended you listen to it today, but I don't know if you did or not. Either way, it's cool if you didn't. sounded like an asshole. Sound like an asshole. No, I was trying not to, because I was like, if you didn't, I told you to do it, but I didn't mean to make it sound so mean. But they're kind of discussing that. I think a lot of this is they had an identity of, we're going to make these big budget games, and that's going to be our tentpole, these huge cinematic games. And then a few years ago, they're like, no, we're going to try to pivot into live service because Fortnite was blowing up and everyone is trying to get that money, right?
How many bad gaming decisions were made by big companies based on the popularity of Fortnite? It seemed to scare the shit out of every gaming company.
It's what we've been talking about. And Connor, I'm sorry, I don't mean to hijack this.
No, feel free.
It's what we've been
like
talking
about. Like your heroes.
About. Yeah. Yeah. Muhammad Atta.
Oh, good Lord.
I was just going to allude, but Trey felt like the need to drive straight through, so.
Yeah, just crash right into one of them. Maybe the second one.
Okay.
Jeez.
It's kind of like what we've been talking about, where it feels like, you know, a lot of these indie studios could be like, hey, we're going to work on this one cool thing for like 10 years, and that's our thing. Whereas when you're these big companies, you're having to deal with shareholders, and shareholders want to see return on their investment as quickly as possible. And so there's not a lot of time for you to be like, no, we want to do this little idea. We want to do this idea. They want to see a return on investment, and they're like, why can't we be Fortnite? Why can't you make all this money? Why can't we be this studio?
Well, that's why so many shareholders are the reason a lot of companies make stupid decisions, like the Wendy's thing today. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
They are going to test putting in surge pricing for their food. So during food hours, like meal times,
like Uber.
Yes, the food will be more expensive.
Oh, wonderful!
And their stock price tanked. But if they can make a quick buck for a quarter off of this, you know, when they try it out, then the shareholders will be happy, and everyone will be worse off for it. It's kind of how these game companies have run since Fortnite.
Yeah, and Sony has been like, a couple years ago, they're like, we're going to invest in like 11 live service games. And they cut that down to like 6.
And how many of those actually came to fruition?
So I think Helldivers, they own Helldivers.
Oh.
I don't know, but Helldivers was already an IP.
Yeah,
I think they're talking about new IP.
Okay.
Helldivers 2 is a sequel.
Right.
But it's gone very well for them. That's like the hot new game people are talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
The hot new name in Valley Ranch, as someone once said.
Yes.
You know, that's very big right now, and they're very lucky. But I mean, their Last of Us game was canceled. Naughty Dog canceled the Last of Us thing, which probably was what they were banking on, because, you know, the TV show, that game is very popular now in the mainstream, and they were probably hoping that would be the one, and that fell through. And I think a bad business decision of, let's abandon what we've been doing, making really high quality games,
mm-hmm.
and letting these great studios kind of do what they want to do. And they, you know, invested in VR, and they thought they could do it, and they realized VR isn't where it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where it's at. And they invested in this live service, and that's not where it's at. And so they made horrible business decisions, and now it's the creative people that are going to suffer, you know, instead of the CEOs and, you know, and the shareholders and all that stuff. It's going to be, you know, the programmers. It's going to be the designers.
Well, and then down the road, the product is going to suffer as well.
Right. And it's a lot of these studios, you know, and Connor has a story. They've canceled a lot of games. I mean, it's going to be bad.
Right.
And they're going to take less risks. They're going to, you know, fewer games, fewer risks, fewer new IP. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to invest in new IP. No, let's make just Last of Us, God of War, Spider-Man.
Right.
Horizon. You know, it's like...
Well, this is an instance where, not to get all leftist on it.
Oh.
Because we know this is an alt-right podcast.
Right,
but
yes.
This is an instance where, like, capitalism stifles innovation. Yeah. Where the promise of a quick buck makes them play it safe, basically. Mm-hmm. It forces them to not innovate. And then we get shit games.
Yeah. What do you think, Connor?
I think that companies overhired, probably.
They did.
Because they thought that bottom line, I think that they thought that they would see more growth in the video games industry. And I think we've seen a lot of stuff on that.
They'd be so dumb, though. Like, they didn't realize...
I think the projections were just so far off. I think a ton of people came to games during COVID and kept on it for a little bit. But when all of their favorite things opened back up, gaming was a hobby that ended up going. Like, they didn't need it anymore.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people hired...
Why couldn't they see that, though?
I would just assume they saw it as, hey, we're just making a ton of money. This will probably never stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's as simple as that, to be honest with you. A lot of times in business, it's just like, the money will never stop.
Right.
It's very short-sighted decisions.
And they have to be drawn kicking and screaming to the idea that, hey, now we have to make really large overarching company decisions because we thought the money could never stop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
but that
that's
shouldn't
where we're
be
at.
The fault of the employees.
It's not, but they're going to get the axe. I mean, the hubris of the executives is what leads to that.
Yeah,
correct. But those executives will get their own bonuses and never actually have to pay for any of this.
Right,
right.
They can just say things like, "Hey, this is a really tough decision. Like, we're not happy to have to do this." Stuff like that. Well, it's like, well, then you make the games.
Yeah,
ooh.
It's tough, man, because, I mean, I'm kind of just repeating a lot of stuff that Kind of Funny was saying, but it's all very true. You know, like, Sony, you know, in the PS3 era, they made 3 Uncharteds and a Last of Us in, like, 7 years, and now these games are so expensive, they take so long to make, and, I mean, hell, dude, Spider-Man 2 was a lot of fun, but I practically beat that in a weekend. You know, it was fairly short, you know, and if you're spending all this money on just like these massive budget games with these incredible cutscenes and stories and characters, and
what has caused the games to become so expensive? What made the budgets balloon so much, and why does it take so long now? I feel like the games don't look that much different than they did 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
I think scale. Maybe. I mean,
I feel like the games aren't even that much big. Like, and if they are bigger, they don't have as much stuff in them.
I mean, you know, a lot of different physics and weather and lighting and different, like, little, like, water physics and how things work with each other.
Right.
I mean, when the Insomniac leaks happened, like, it showed the budgets of those Spider-Man games, and they were a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of money to make.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge world. It's pretty much all of New York. It looks great. They have a lot of tech in there. I mean, the cinematics are incredible. The voice acting is incredible. It's very well written.
It sounds like they're putting their eggs in the wrong basket. They're building a very cool looking slick game that takes forever and is very expensive. And then, like you said, you beat it in a weekend. Like, it doesn't have a good core mechanic.
I mean, no, I think it's an extremely fun game.
Right.
And I wouldn't mind a game I could beat in the weekend. But, like, I don't mind that. I'm not complaining about that. But it's like, you're spending all this money for a short game. Why don't you spend less money, you know, and make
more substance?
Yeah, or just, you know, less money and make a small game.
Right, and just have more of them.
Yeah, like, have more
games. We could have had 4 Spider-Men by now.
Yeah. I think...
Well, what you've seen is the middle ground on video games has disappeared. Like, there are no games that are just, like, sort of expensive. There's either really expensive or indie games, and that's basically all.
Right.
I think you get Well, I was going to say Bethesda, but those are pretty.
No, and that's
damn
all
expensive.
AAA games.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with like what studio's independent now.
You know,
yeah, and you will get like with Microsoft. I mean, they have been doing stuff with like was it don't do the single eye. I can't stand it. I know I love it, but it just makes me go crazy every time. Obsidian, you know, they did their big Outer Worlds game, and then they did Pentiment. Hi-Fi Rush was right. Kind of a mid-tier kind of game.
I would argue maybe that middle game ground is held almost exclusively by Nintendo. Like, those aren't the scale
of... Those are AAA, though.
Those are, but, like, I wouldn't consider Pikmin on the same scale as Spider-Man. I wouldn't really even consider, like, a Pokemon or, like, a Mario on that scale. I think they hold a nice...
Mario, yes.
Maybe,
Mario
but...
Mario sells, like, hotcakes.
Well, it's not about the sales. I mean, like, a Power World and, like, Valheim, those each sold, like, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of games.
But, like, a Mario is a AAA game, though.
But I don't think it costs nearly as much as Spider-Man, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it doesn't
have
a AAA price tag on it, and they're not overcharging
for it. The thing is,
though,
is we don't know. Like, the games industry is very secretive about prices.
Right.
And how much games cost.
Right. It's not like movies where we get, like, a budget and a box office.
Even though it's always skewed a little bit, too. Right. But, yeah, you're right. We don't get those for some reason with games.
Is this kind of the last major studio to lay off people? Like, do we even...
Nintendo hasn't.
I wouldn't really, since they're in a different, well, I guess Sony's in Japan.
Yeah.
I was going to say, but Nintendo seems to kind of operate within their own culture.
Sony's kind of,
Sony's
I don't
more
know.
U.S.
Yeah, I don't know, Connor, if that's totally true, but it does feel like, at least PlayStation just feels more of a Western run company.
I mean, like, name a major gaming company that hasn't laid off people besides
it seems
Nintendo.
Like, yeah, Nintendo hasn't.
Well, hopefully it's done.
I don't think so.
You don't
think
so?
I don't think so, man.
You think Toby Fox is going to start laying off his brother or whatever? Yeah,
he's going to start just laying off himself.
Yeah.
This hand can't work anymore.
You know,
Sorry. The
guy made $1 million.
Made $1 million. I don't know. What do you think, Connor? What do you think a company like Sony should do?
Yeah, make an executive decision as the CEO.
Pretend like
Sony.
You're fantasy CEO, Connor, and what should they do?
Well, they probably should cut some of the higher up salaries until you prove that you can make money with the amount of people that you've hired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe just make some like good successful games.
Or make smaller budget. Like you can make smaller cuts, but cutting 10% of your workforce seems like an admission that should get like CEOs fired.
Yeah.
Right.
That's saying
like,
you made some wrong moves.
If you are a head of a company that has to cut 10% of its workforce, you're a bad leader.
Yeah. Like, something has gone wrong if you're laying off people, and someone should have to answer for that besides the people getting laid off.
Yeah,
but no, they're usually rewarded.
I wish whoever's on the board was like, hey, you're done. Like, we're removing you.
Right.
That is a fireable offense.
Yeah.
But why do you think this has happened? Do you think it's... I mean, you mentioned the hiring, but do you think it is the bad moves of maybe too much... Maybe the VR is whatever,
I think it's
a live service stuff.
I really do think it's just an overhiring and the sector's not growing.
Is Sony's revenue down? Like, what was the reasoning behind this? Like, I haven't heard about them struggling.
I think it's because the London studio did a lot of VR stuff. I think it's a lot of the VR stuff because their VR headsets are not selling. And I think it's just their bad move of live service. Like, we were going to do all this live service stuff and none of it's coming to fruition. And this year they've said there's not going to be any Sony first party exclusives coming out.
I think in periods of stagnant growth, this is a tactic used by a lot of companies to basically inflate the stock price to keep it floating until the next big, you know, thing drops. And that kind of seems like what's going on.
It feels like a dark place. Like, it's...
I mean, the truth is no one has disposable income right now.
Right.
Like, people are not buying... They've dropped luxury goods. They're not buying video games right now. Of course it's not going to be growing.
Yeah.
But the employees aren't the ones who need to answer for that.
Right. Like, I agree.
Just, you're just going to have to take a slowly growing stock price for now.
I think it's because they put a deaf black girl in Spider-Man.
I really do, too. You know?
Yeah.
You were saying some stuff off air that I really agree with.
Hey, did you guys watch the Pokemon Day Pokemon Presents?
I did. I watched it in the shower this morning.
Gross.
In a non-sexual way. I just had to shower during
the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. There was very little to be sexual about in this
game. There was very little to be excited about.
Sexual yeah, let's is. Hit on a couple of things. I feel like we so need to talk through it, but it wasn't very good.
30 seconds for each point.
Pokemon Legends Zeta A looks like the next game that's going to come out on Switch 2.
Pokemon that was the, Za. That pizza. Was,
okay. That was the most exciting part. This seems to be their Gen 6 remake or whatever. I guess they're just skipping Gen 5 altogether.
Is that Black and White?
Black and White was 5. This is X and Y.
I loved X and Y. Those are like the last two ones I played.
But this is in the Legends series, so this is like Arceus. So this is going to be like past...
it's all going to be in Paris.
Yes. Not Unova. What's the region?
Unova. Ligma.
Yeah.
Ligma.
Sinnoh.
No.
Sinnoh.
No, that's the third.
Kalos.
Yes.
Do you know about Paris Syndrome?
Is this a joke? This sounds like the setup to a joke.
It's a real thing.
He's about to do a Paranuts joke.
Paris Syndrome is what happens when
here it comes.
A lot of Asian tourists, especially Japanese tourists, go to
Paris. Oh, you're saying the word Paris Syndrome.
Paris, yeah, Paris Syndrome. They go to Paris and they're so severely underwhelmed that they just have like immense depression.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, because Paris is in Japan just so highly regarded as this amazing place of culture and romance, and it's just like so overhyped, and when people go there they're just so let down. Called Paris Syndrome.
Well, that's their own fault.
Yeah. And so it's just funny that the whole Pokemon region is Paris, you know.
Paris. Yeah, so that's that. That's coming out in 2025.
Yeah.
Which sounds like it's going to coincide. We've basically gotten confirmation that the Switch is being delayed, or Switch 2, till March of 2025. So it sounds like that's when this will come out. It'll be maybe a launch title for the new console.
I like it. We also got Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket, which allows you to open digital packs of cards and you can play the trading card game.
You know, frankly, I think this was the most exciting. I liked this.
That doesn't sound bad.
That
sounds like
it. And the cards are all like the art moves and stuff, and you can go in.
It looks, want this.
It looks pretty great.
I kind of want it this. Sounds, it's going to tap into something really bad in me.
Yeah.
It sounds like Pokemon Marvel Snap. But it's like the actual trading card game. But like,
right.
It sounds like something I'm already into, so I might play this.
That sounds good.
Well, yeah, because like the Magic the Gathering online game is real popular. I can't imagine this would be any less.
Or like Gwent is really popular as well.
Yeah, but the art looks amazing. It's all, you know, the original art and everything, and the cards move, and it's at, I'm pretty excited for this. But that's not coming until sometime like way later in the year.
Game of the year.
Game of the year, Pokemon Trading Card Pocket.
Yeah.
We also get some raid battles. You guys love it.
Yeah, in Pokemon Scarlet Violet, we got a Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise Terra raid battle. There we go. And then Pokemon Go, we got a Pikachu with a hat coming
they
to Pokemon
need
Go.
To do.
Who cares?
They need to do a tie-in. Because it is election year. They need to have a Pokemon go to the polls.
Shut up.
Little thing. Yeah.
Stop. Hey, Trey.
What?
Stop.
That was 8 years ago.
It's like start of our podcast.
Yeah. It was 8 years ago.
Stop.
Go to the polls.
Stop.
Pokemon Go. That's why she lost.
Trey has his I'm with her pin on. He wears it every day.
That's why she lost.
Do either of you guys play Pokemon Sleep?
Now, what do you think?
I feel like you might, Austin.
I don't really even know what it is. It's like a sleep tracking thing, right? Where you,
yeah, it's just a sleep tracking app, and you catch Pokemon when you wake up.
Yeah, you know what? I'll try it. I'm gonna download it right now.
My coworkers play it, so they like it. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have like a Fitbit?
No, you place the phone face down on your bed.
Okay.
So
Is this available on the Google Play Store?
Do you have to sleep 8 hours?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, your Pokemon will die if you wake up before then.
Because I have like 5 hours of sleep.
Pokemon Cafe Remake. Pokemon Unite.
I know some people who are very excited for the Pokemon Unite news. Okay. But it's
and
not me.
Name them and shame them on this podcast.
Zach Dayton. Alyssa Bolnes Dayton.
The Daytons.
Yeah, the Daytons. They are way into Pokemon Unite.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I couldn't get into it. Pokemon Sleep downloading right now.
Nice.
Good luck.
Did I mention Pokemon Go to the polls? Did I mention that, Jim?
And that's the end of the Pokemon Presents story.
EA is offering players $600 and a free game to appear in College Football 25.
He is?
Yeah,
he No, is. Not that EA.
Oh, okay.
Starting today, over 10,000 college football players will be able to decide if they want to get paid to appear in EA Sports.
Oh, I thought it was just like anybody, 25. Like me and Austin, no. And you could pay $600
in the crowd.
Yeah, I thought it was crowd people.
No, they're basically pay us. They're paying them using NIL.
Okay.
Huh. Good.
Good.
So you get $600 and a free copy of the game on the platform of your choice.
I'm down. Yeah, hell yeah.
Let's enroll.
Beer money.
Let's enroll in a college real quick.
Oh, let's do it.
Join the football team. Yeah. Wait for them to make the game. We'll take the $600 and the free game.
Though I think tuition for that semester might be a lot.
you ever heard of student loans?
Oh, God.
We don't have
just
to pay.
Kill with student loans, right?
Yeah.
That might not be a good idea.
Well, we can put the $600 towards the student loans.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Players who agree to the deal will remain in the game for their entire careers but can opt out of later additions, and EA will also pay each athlete annually for appearing in future games.
He will?
Okay.
That's a good deal. I don't know. That sounds good.
Yeah. If $600 seems low, that's because it is.
It is low.
You think KJ is going to be mad that he missed out on this?
I think he will be. We need to get KJ on.
We really do.
So the $600, this is a quote from, a former player said, 600 is a weird number. It's way less than what we got after a class action lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
And lawyers got paid. It is negotiated not on behalf of the players, but on a company that doesn't actually represent the players. This is a huge rush job to get the game out, make the players the bad guys for not wanting to be in the game.
I think so. Yeah. Cause you'll get people like Clay Travis being like, hey, if I was a football player, I want to be in a video game for free.
EA is taking advantage of these star athletes at that price, an associate professor of marketing and strategy at Carnegie Mellon said.
He is?
So, it seems like it might be a bad deal.
Is this going to be a live service thing where they don't release a new game every year, they just update the players?
They probably should do that in general, honestly.
But then they wouldn't sell copies every year.
No, I think if one game should be live service, it's Madden and NCAA.
Yeah, because the players, the rules don't change. The players change out.
Yeah.
Is this a game anyone was really asking for?
Yes.
Yeah, people were asking for this,
But it's, it's no
different. Lots of people have been asking
for
it.
So many people were asking for this, dude. Yeah,
okay,
a lot of people are.
Fine. They couldn't just have like a college mode on Madden?
No.
Okay.
I played this in high school. I liked it. Go ahead, Connor.
Are you going to be purchasing your game scent?
My game scent?
Yes.
What is this?
It's a box of little like paint chips that have different odors on them. And when you play games, it tells you which one to take out.
Yeah, I'm good.
Your nose.
I can barely smell anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
So, no.
Game scent will allow you to smell as part of the game. It uses an AI software.
What happens if I'm...
smells.
So when I'm playing Baldur's Gate and have sex with a bear, am I going to get like bear semen smell?
Well, yeah, it only includes six scents out of the box.
Is bear semen in that scent in the box?
No, we've got explosion, racing.
That could be semen.
Quote unquote, clean air.
Okay.
Storm, forest, gunfire, explosion.
Ugh. Okay.
Weird.
What about
DLCs?
What about I'm a furry anthropomorphic animal and I'm very depressed? Do they have a smell for that?
That's the bear semen.
But some upcoming scents include sports arena, blood, and fresh cut grass.
Okay. What about I'm a little twink with a big blade sword and I'm fighting another androgynous anime character?
You're thinking like of Clean Air.
Okay, Clean Air. That's Clean
That's
Air.
That's Clean
Great.
Air,
okay.
Sir.
What if I am an Italian man? What if I'm an Italian man and I'm jumping on Goombas and going in tunnels? Is there like a warp pipe?
You're thinking of gunfire.
Okay, good. okay, let's say
do another one.
Let's say I am a hardened man in a post-apocalyptic world.
Why are you hard?
And I'm hardened because I've lost my daughter and everything has been taken from me.
Blood.
Okay.
Connor, if I am a lowland ape and I am throwing barrels at said Italian man?
Forest.
There we go.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. Let's say I am a secret agent and I am infiltrating.
Explosions.
I'm infiltrating.
He's hitting all his favorite games. This is Metal Gear. And then what? Are we going to get a Lost game?
I am underwater and I have a bunch of guns and powers in my hand.
What scent is preteen squid child?
Ooh.
Ink. Sexy.
Why are you
getting horny?
What is the delivery system of these scents? Is there a device that you attach to a
There is a device
controller?
That you like that you connect to your game system of choice, and it uses AI to release the scents as you get to a point in the game in which the scent would normally be there.
Okay.
What would Undertale scent be?
Pixels.
Anyway. I'm in on this.
Trey, it's only $150.
Oh, great.
For $150, you could just do whippets in your house for like a couple of days.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's ask Steve-o.
Trey sent me this story. Assassin's Creed is going live service, baby.
Hell yeah, baby. Austin, you excited for this?
For Assassin's Creed live service?
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
Oh, my God, dude.
Kind of what they are describing is interesting. Well, part of it is. So
it's interesting until you get to the Assassin's Creed part.
Assassin's Creed's pretty fun, actually.
It is, but I don't know. I do enjoy it, but it's still like, it's kind of ridiculous.
Anyway, there's going to be a hub world in which you will access the games from. So.
Okay.
So like, yeah, you can start and stop and go to different worlds. So it's like being in the Cerberus.
Oh, in the Animus.
In the Animus.
What's
not
the Cerberus?
I don't know what the Cerberus is.
The three-headed dog.
Cerberus
is
the name of the...
I'm thinking of Hades.
Humans-only faction in Mass Effect 2.
That's true, too. So yeah, you're right. That is. I've got Mass Effect on the brain. What would the Mass Effect smell be?
Space. Just like that one Coca-Cola flavor that came out.
What would Hades smell be?
Explosion.
Blood. Yeah, okay. Damn it. I'm trying to get you.
Anyway, they will have battle passes and cosmetics in this Assassin's Creed game.
Nice. Yeah, I know. So, story, DLC, cosmetics.
This seems like it's going to suck and Ubisoft is going to lose money on. Basically, refer to our first story.
Segment. Yeah.
Because this is what that is.
Yeah. What's Wolfenstein's smell?
Nazis.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
1950s era Nazis.
Killing Nazis.
Pokemon Sleep is now loading.
I guess heavy rains would be rain.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Trey likes doing this bit over and over because it allows him to imagine he can smell stuff. Which
what about God
him.
Of War?
This is like pornography for him.
It would smell like sweat.
Yeah.
Sports arena, probably.
Yeah, that's true. He's very sweaty.
Trey.
Yes,
Trey.
Connor. Yes, Connor.
What you been playing?
So, I beat Spider-Man last week.
You went back to the first Spider-Man?
No. Spider-Man 2. Oh.
He perfectly
beat
it.
Got 100%.
You got every bad guy. You pressed
I got
A
every bad guy.
Every time it told you to.
So every time I did it. And,
okay, so that was last week. But what did you play
been,
now?
Been trying to get Zelda finished. And I'm debating if I want to do all the shrines or not. I'm kind of like,
Look, you have 28 more games to play by 29. The end of the year. 29. Yeah. You don't have time to be... This isn't platinum 30 games by the end of the year. This is just beat them.
Right.
So just finish the storyline and move on.
I'm going to finish. I'm actually right in the middle of doing the underground, I guess, Shadow Temple or whatever it is. Right in the middle of that. I do want to get all the cutscenes at least. And I think there's just like three more that are... I think two of them have to do with that mission or that temple, I guess. So I think I'm going to finish that. Maybe do a few more shrines.
Yeah. Just finish it up and move on.
I don't want to do any like ones where there's a lot of quest lines behind them, but I want to try to finish a few more than finish the game up.
Move on to Metroid.
Move on to Metroid. Maybe I might have to.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Cyberpunk.
Okay. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah. So we'll see. I did meet a friend of ours for... dinner, Connor. I met
not only
Grant
a friend
Pennell,
of ours, but a guest host on several occasions.
A multi-guest host, Grant Pennell.
He has probably guest hosted the most times on our podcast.
Probably has. And guess
he
who
and
has
I have
no
done
clue.
A show together, just
you
the
did.
Two of us.
You did.
I think he hosted every time I was gone.
No, he's
thing.
Been in. Grant, he's been in with you.
Grant Parnell.
Pennell.
Pennell.
Yeah,
it's not a real
he's
name.
He's about your size, maybe actually smaller than you. He's a small guy.
Okay.
I feel like I was like walking next to him like, dude, I could pick you up and throw you.
Okay.
They went and got pizza.
You're the Larry to his George and Larry. Or wait, from
sorry?
Mice and Men.
Oh, I thought you meant...
Is like, that his name?
I thought you were talking about Seinfeld.
No, Trey is Larry, Austin is Mo, and I'm Curly.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Who has the...
I want to be Shemp.
Oh, are you talking about Three Stooges? Okay.
But when just Trey and I are together, I'm George. He is
Lenny.
Lenny, that's Lenny. Right. Yeah, yeah.
When you guys are together, also you're Kramer and he's George.
Yeah,
I'm George. No, he's Kramer.
I'm definitely Kramer.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Yeah, you're George.
Okay. I'm definitely George. Yeah. I identify as George.
Connor is the successful, stable Jerry.
Yeah.
And
I'm the loser, failure, George.
Matt Birmingham is Elaine.
That tracks. That tracks. I did a fun thing. I was a chauffeur for a friend of mine and his wife on Friday night
what?
In Fort Worth.
Did they hire you?
Me $260 to take them to some like. I guess they're a part of like this wine club, and they're having some kind of silent auction gala thing.
If you are in a wine club and going to a silent auction, you can't afford to pay your friend $260.
He works for Lockheed, so yeah. Took him there, and then I took him to like the after party, and so I was out until like
you know what they
1
say
o'clock at night. What?
After the party, it's the after party.
It sounded like
party,
it was pretty crazy.
It's the hotel lobby.
Oh yeah. So I was in Fort Worth area. Actually, I was. Go ahead.
That beep,
give me
beep.
That beep, beep. Do you want me to keep going?
No.
Running her hands through my fro. It's the remix to Ignition.
Yeah, I had a fun time with Grant, and we should get him on the show soon.
We should.
Yeah.
I'd love to have him on.
He lives in Cleburne now, not to blow up a spot, but I don't think anyone lives in Cleburne who listens.
I know a guy who lives in Cleburne.
Oh, you do?
My boy Dustin.
Okay.
Give him a shout out right now. I'll send him this episode, and he'll, at work next week, I'll be like, hey, you're famous, bud.
Got famous.
Yeah.
Everyone knows your name now.
Just caught a Pikachu, by the way.
Oh.
Pokemon Sleep. I wasn't even asleep.
What are you playing, Austin, besides Pokemon Sleep?
Well, next week, I'll fill you on how Pokemon Sleep is. I am trying to knock out my four 2023 games, Pikmin 4, Mario Wonder, Mario RPG, and Zelda. I picked Pikmin back up the other day, and 100%ed the first area. So I'm feeling Trey vibes in this game, and I want to 100% this.
Yeah.
So I'm now on.
I'm not like that with every game.
I know, but
need to work out all the time.
Thank you.
Well,
I have been.
He has been starting
the
today.
The requirement of spherical ice at all times.
Yeah. Can't just have a cube.
I have a cube.
Like a working man.
I have a cube truck in
there. Trey
a
does.
Working man.
Yeah,
Trey
working
does
man has
eschew the idea of the working man.
I am.
Trey grew up rich, and you can tell.
He puts on his smoking jacket every evening.
I didn't grow up rich.
Yeah, are you kidding?
His spherical ice.
I grew up, we were drink well out off. The, we're fine.
Won't drink out of the tap.
Yeah. Literally a separate fridge, not even a garage fridge, a third dedicated pool fridge just for fancy Fiji water.
We have a new pool now, by the way.
Trey, there's no shame in growing up.
We have a new pool now, by the way.
There's no shame in growing up.
If you go out to eat with Trey, he just assumes you're paying, classic rich guy.
There's no shame in growing up rich, Trey. You did.
There are people who grew up way richer than
I did. Well, yeah, unless you're the richest person on the planet, you can say that.
I'm not going to pretend like I grew up struggling at all. I did
Trey,
not.
Trey, what's your favorite
whatsoever.
Lunchable? This is how we'll know. Go ahead.
Pizza.
Of course it is. That's a rich person's Lunchable.
Like, lunchable. Any answer I said was
the
Lunchable
of the people is Cracker Stackers.
Right.
Also, a real person that grew up not wealthy would have said non-name brand Lunchable. So.
Yeah. Oh, really? They would have said like Hormel Meat Circle.
Nah, man, I ain't about that shit.
Constructor.
See, look at him.
I know you're not.
He just shrugged
Connor,
off.
Did you grow up rich? Connor grew up rich. He was like in a church household. They're all
a
rich.
A church household?
Yeah.
You're right. Church households, I believe, have the highest per capita if you look at
Well, like, isn't your dad like the pastor of your church?
Yeah, pastors famously make millions of dollars.
Well, if they're skimming off the top, they are.
No, Trey. Local no one in my family is in ministry.
Okay.
I don't think Connor lived in a castle with a gate over the driveway.
I didn't grow up in that house. That's not the house I grew up in.
So are you going to tell me the house you grew up in had like four wheels and
there's
had land?
It was a trailer park, dude.
Yeah, your dad hit it rich right when you moved out.
Yeah. I lived there from like 2003 to, we don't need to say when I moved out.
Trey, name your favorite Capri Sun.
It was like 12, 13.
You grew up in that house then. What do you mean?
What's your favorite Capri Sun?
I don't know, man.
Just say it.
I don't know.
Just say Roaring Waters. God damn it. What is the main?
I have no clue.
Capri Sun.
I don't remember what they were
Name
called.
Your favorite Kool-Aid flavor.
I didn't drink Kool-Aid.
Oh, see,
that's
that was
how
the correct
you
answer
know
for
that you
rich
are rich.
And look, Connor and I are not talking from a place of
you guys. Oh my God, I've seen
either.
Your house, Austin.
Yes,
the grand piano and the foyer.
I would assume of the three of us, I grew up the least wealthy, and that's still like above.
But my house,
Austin.
My parents' house is literally half the size of.
Oh
Trey's.
My God, dude, Austin's is palatial manor. It's all mahogany wood. And they have a massive pool. It's big,
but I do want to bring. I want to come back to this. Trey, having never grown up drinking Kool-Aid, not having a favorite flavor, proves to me that he grew up privileged.
I grew up in a non-Kool-Aid household because my parents were strict about sugar, which is why I'm...
I think that falls in the same category, to be honest with you.
Well, we didn't have any, like, fancy drinks. It was water or milk was basically our choices.
We had fancy drinks.
I know. You had, like, five... Each kid had their own fridge.
Trey grew up drinking fortified wine.
Did, yeah.
Stacked to the brim with pizza Lunchables.
Yeah, a Bordeaux. He'd have
no
a Bordeaux for
stacked.
Breakfast. And a,
I had Stacker Crackers. Don't worry.
He doesn't even know what it's called. Anyway, I've also been playing Valheim with all my buds.
I'm
two
glad.
Separate servers
I'm
of
glad.
Valheim.
I'm glad.
That's a fun game.
Yeah.
That is a tough game, too. Yeah. We should start a Gamescast Valheim Go server.
To hell.
Okay, well, I will. Let me just cross that game off the list that we were going to play. And
we should play Helldivers.
I don't know if my computer can run it. Not even Kirk's PC couldn't run it, and if his can't,
well,
mine definitely
PS5,
cannot.
Five. So.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Sony. It's PlayStation.
Oh.
But like, they made a good idea of doing it same day as PC, and that's
right,
why it's
right. Is it cross? Okay. Nice. So I've been playing Valheim and then Sid Meier's Civilization 6.
Nice. I finished Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion.
Are you on to Rob's a Bank?
I think I'm going to take a detour at Pentiment.
Okay.
Nice. I'll play it with you.
What platform?
I'm going to get on Switch.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
So I think not this weekend because I'm camping, but next week.
Camping?
I will,
This is non-disclosure.
Trey doesn't know what camping is because he would never lower himself.
Never done it.
So where are you going camping at?
Lake Ray Roberts.
Where exactly?
Okay. Nice. Yeah, what's the number?
Wait, are you going to Isle du Bois?
No, just Lake Ray Roberts on a different side of it.
Oh. Well, Isle du Bois is my favorite campsite.
That's where we normally go, but it was booked up this weekend, so.
Shit.
Oh, you fancy boys, huh, with the Isle du Bois.
It's a camping. Primitive camping site, sir.
Yeah. Okay. It's not an RV hookup for your Airstream that you and all the kids got.
Anyway, I'm gonna take a detour on Pentiment. I watched a review of it today, and it looks super interesting and fun. Mm-hmm. So, I also think it's a game I'll play with Jessica because it seems like a game that she'd be really interested in because it's like a mystery sort of thing.
Yeah, she's into that.
She's into mysteries.
She likes Nancy Drew, which Trey didn't even play.
You didn't even play either.
I played 15 minutes of it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I installed it and played 15 minutes of it.
You're a
anyway,
liar.
Anyway, so Pentiment, Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion is a great, like, it probably is only a 2 or 3 hour game, but it was really fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay.
And I'm excited to play Rob's a Bank, and I will do that probably in end of
March.
Is
that on Game Pass?
I don't know. I got it on Switch.
Okay.
But you should check. Pentiment definitely is on Game Pass.
Pentiment is on Game Pass.
Because it's an Xbox game. Or it's a Microsoft game. And then I did want to ask you one thing before we move on to our Twig of the Week.
Yes.
Halo Show Micro Review, Austin, go.
Oh!
Here's the thing. With the live-action Avatar show taking over, I've switched my viewing to that, so I've only watched 2 episodes of Halo. But infinitely better than the first season.
I see what you did there.
Oh, I wasn't even... have you watched it, Connor?
I have not.
Okay. I'll try to finish it up this week and have it ready for you.
Sweet.
Can we get an Avatar review?
Pretty good. There are things that are very bad. It's not great, but it definitely is not bad. It's very watchable. It's very cool if you like the show. And I would for sure recommend it to someone who's...
Who Why are you shaking your head no? and looking at me and putting a gun to your mouth.
Don't worry about it. Why? I love this show.
Why are you crying and saying, God, please no?
I feel bad about dropping the pen in your, you in your drink, so that's why I'm crying.
You should.
Ooh. Let's get to the Twig.
Let's.
Are we going to pick Game of the Week?
After Twig.
We do that after Twig.
Okay, fine.
February 25th. 2022.
Last year.
22. That's Elden Ring, right?
Metroid?
That was 2 years ago, Trey. It was 2022. It's 2024 now.
It's 2024.
Oh, wow.
It's either Elden Ring or it's
Horizon.
Horizon. I think it's Horizon.
It is an event, not a game.
Oh.
When you say event, do you mean like E3 or do you mean like something happened?
I think he means the bombing of the Turkish embassy.
Okay.
In
sir,
Somalia.
It is Turkey now.
Oh, sorry. Is it really?
Yeah, they changed the way we recognize it. It's no longer Turkey.
You know,
Turkey.
India is close to changing their name as well.
To what?
To Bharat.
Hold on, Trey. Do your joke. Do your India joke that you always do.
Go on.
What?
Go on.
Yeah, don't have an India joke.
How it's curry country, you know how you'd normally say it.
Go on. Do the voice. Do your Apu voice.
Don't have any joke? Don't know what you're saying.
You literally for 45 minutes, you made me sit on the couch and watch you do it.
Yeah.
Before the show.
You guys are gaslighting.
What did you say about 7-Eleven?
You guys are gaslighting.
This isn't
like a motherfucker.
Okay.
What?
It's not gaslighting.
It's not gaslighting.
It's just lying.
Lying. You guys are lying.
People be overusing gaslighting.
I like to gather. Well,
February 25th, 2022 was the date that Steam Decks first started shipping.
Oh, the Steam Deck arrived.
Okay, I'm thinking of something else. Okay, cool. Steam Decks. I want to get one day.
A thing that I thought was going to have a larger cultural impact, and it eventually just turned
I think
into
it's
people.
No, I knew that it was going to be this.
It's still pretty big, though.
No
big,
one has a Steam Deck.
It's big, but it's just people playing indie games on their Steam Deck.
It's people who grew up in...
I was on an airplane, and I saw a guy playing Final Fantasy VII Remake, which I hear that the new one, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, is really good, and I need to pick that
up.
The
only person I know who got a Steam Deck is my very wealthy YouTube friend.
Which you won't let me meet.
Right.
Yeah. Was it Trey Mitchell?
Austin has a whole group of cool YouTube friends that he will not let me meet.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a, it's not a console for the everyman.
Oh,
it's
no,
like $700,
yeah,
isn't
not.
It?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like a tiny PC.
It's a nice thing to have,
I guess.
If you're, if you can afford it, and you're, it's like Casper's with his Tesla.
Trey got one in his stocking.
I did. It was a little stocking stuffer.
It was, you know, a stocking stuffer from his butler, Jeeves.
Yeah. Yeah.
February 27th, 2002.
2002 was Mario Sunshine, but I don't think that came
out. This is honestly just for me, so I'll just write it. I won't even have you guys.
Is it Persona 3 something?
No. RuneScape officially launched a paid version of the game, like it started its membership.
Oh, wow. RuneScape. Huh. I remember that.
RuneScape was a super huge game for me in elementary school.
My version of RuneScape was Kingdom of Loathing. Do you ever play that?
No.
It was browser-based. It was very fun.
I mean, RuneScape is browser-based as well.
But this was like text-based and like static stick figure drawings. It was very, very fun. It was an RPG.
No, everyone in 4th, 5th, and like 6th grade was really into RuneScape.
Yeah, I knew a lot of nerds who were into RuneScape.
I had a friend who stole his mom's credit card so that he could be a member.
Wow.
Shout out to Andy Birch.
Hey, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah, shout out to Andy.
Know that little guy. His girlfriend does look like she's 13.
Guess how many people are currently playing Kingdom of Loathing?
10.
6.
251.
Look at that.
Yeah.
February 27th, 2007.
It's so hard to guess the Februarys because just things don't come out in February.
Right. This was right after the Wii released.
Is this like Mario Kart?
No, this was a game I was surprised was this old.
What year?
2007.
February.
Far Cry 3?
Bioshock? No,
what if I throw the name PopCap at you? Does that do anything?
Is this Plants v. Zombies?
It's a good guess. It is not.
Peggle?
It is Peggle.
Peggle.
I love Peggle. I love getting peggled.
Peggle,
you ever play Peggle?
Is so good. You've never played
Peggle,
Trey?
It's very
Trey?
Fun.
I've not.
Peggle 2, I think it might even be free on Xboxes.
This is my dark period.
Peggle 2 is also fun. Like, I do want to make it clear that it is not better than Peggle 1, but it is still very fun.
Ooh, I think Peggle 2 is superior to Peggle 1.
Sorry, Trey, you if you look at it, it looks like a very simplistic game, and it is, but there is something so satisfying about hitting all the little peggles, and then you hear Ode to Joy as you complete the game or complete the level.
Anyway. This was on consoles?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I played hundreds of hours of this with friends.
I think it's the just second one... Is the second one free on the App Store, Trey?
It might be. I'm answering for Trey.
Like, I think it might be one of those games where it's free and then you can pay for extra stuff.
Yeah.
Peggle Blast.
There's like DLC.
Yeah, you can get it. I can get it for free, I think.
Get the full game.
You should play it. It's really fun. If you like it, like if you enjoy the mechanic, it's just a fun time kill, but like hearing Ode to Joy as you finish each level is awesome.
All the music is like classical music that they add club beats.
Peggle Blast.
And then Trey's finally, February 28th, 1997.
This was during the N64 and PS1. 97, you said?
Yes, sir.
Glover?
The
Spyro.
Correct answer was Turok.
Conquerors. Turok. That shit was scary as a kid.
Turok,
I don't know
Dinosaur
why.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Never played it. It's too young.
Why?
It's too young.
Trey, you had already had your first kid by then.
That's true. You're right.
You guys, I'm all set up for Pokemon Sleep. I set my target bedtime for 12:45 tonight.
I'm inviting Jay King to play Peggle with me.
Okay.
Our friend Jay.
And then finally, one I missed, February 25th, 2022.
That's Horizon Forbidden West, right?
That is Elden Ring.
Elden Ring, there we go. New DLC coming, we should play it.
June 21st, sure. I believe, is that new DLC.
Ooh.
So, there you go, that has been This Week in Gaming History. honestly, there was not a lot of news, so the fact that we got an hour out of that, very impressive.
Yeah, we squeezed it out. Most of it was taken up by Trey dumping his water all over the table.
That and Trey exposing, exposing his very, very rich upbringing.
Yeah. Even richer than we thought.
To Trey, $5 were the $1 bills when he was growing up.
There is a funny story about that.
He got a new checking
account. Okay, go ahead. No, 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 go ahead.
So this was like my grandparents' 50th anniversary, and it's like the day after. We're at some place for breakfast, and it's me, my parents, and my sisters, and then it's my Uncle Craig, who's my mom's brother, and his three sons. Which are awesome guys. They're
Gordon,
great.
And George and...
And Greg. They're really good guys. But my uncle Craig goes, hey, I guess someone lost their earring. And he's like, hey, if someone can find Aunt Whatever's earring, I'll give you $1. His sons, this is a long time ago. This is like maybe 2000. I mean, this is, a long time ago. And his sons go running to search for it, for this earring for $1. And me and my sisters are just hanging back. Not worth it.
Jesus Christ. Not even for the fun of...
Nah, we're good. We're all right.
How much did your parents just dole out to you?
They didn't dole out, but we're just like $1 now.
Trey was like, okay. add a zero and I'm in.
Yeah, add a few zeros.
Yeah.
$10,000, I'm good.
That's right.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You know what, Austin?
Now look at me.
I am consistently amazed with Trey when we do this podcast.
No, you're not. You're not.
You know surprised that he lowers himself to this.
You know
level.
What I'm amazed by? I'm amazed that he's able to record with that silver spoon in his mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've never had to work a day in my life.
Well, yeah, it's true.
Well, when you're having fun, who calls it work? You know,
didn't work right. for anything in my life at all. You
Trey's
know?
Dad sends him an $8,000 a month stipend to get him up back on his feet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And fridges. True. Doesn't your dad sell fridges? What does your dad sell? Machines?
He sells
ultrasound machines.
Yeah. All that cocaine I'm doing. Just flushing money down the drain. But hey, it's fun.
Can I have some money?
Hey, real quick.
I need money from you.
Game of the week.
No, I need money from you.
The Super Gamescast 64 Game of the Week.
I'm gonna vote Helldivers 2. Did we already do Helldivers?
We can do it multiple weeks. We can have some a game.
I've been hearing
weeks.
A lot of people talking about it
Helldivers
even more so
two?
Now. But no, I'm gonna vote Pentiment.
Okay.
I'm
Connor's
gonna
getting it.
I'm gonna vote Pokemon Sleep.
Oh. I almost was gonna vote Pokemon Sleep.
I'm going to vote Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
All right, Pokemon Sleep is the official Gamescast.
I'm
game
down with
of the
I'm
week.
Cool with that.
Lock of
Pokemon
the week.
Sleep. There we go.
So go download Pokemon Sleep and then send us confirmation that you did it, and we will say your name on air next week.
And
you,
Pokemon Go to the polls.
You will get a $12 Barnes & Noble gift card as well.
But actually, do go to the polls because it is primary time right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I told you. Yeah, we go to the polls.
My dad proudly voted for Nikki Haley the other day. He told my mom and I.
I just like how Nikki Haley is so confident. So confident in her that the conservatives will vote for her that she doesn't use her real first name.
What is her real first name? Is this a Ted Cruz situation?
Would you like me to read you her real first name?
Let's end up, yeah.
It's like Indian or something, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's Nimrata Nikki Haley.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, so. She doesn't want... It's a Ted Cruz situation. His real name's Raphael.
Oh, no.
So there you go. Anyway, so Pokemon, go to the polls and go to sleep.
Pokemon, go
well.
To sleep.
Pokemon, go to sleep. Bye.
Bye.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before.
had a dream that I was floating to your house. In the summertime, I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. In the summertime, how could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. Feels good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you and go, I had a dream that I was floating to your house. In the summertime, huh, huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. When was it? Tell me. In the summertime, these visions I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are
in the summertime.